throughout my few years here on earth, the Lord has spoken to me in many different ways, in many different times, about many different things. And I have learned that when the Lord speaks to you, you better listen. Specifically, two occasions where one was to get out of a car and one was not to get in a car, that both of them had fatal accidents about an hour after I would have done that. I paid attention. I got out of that car and I didn't get in that other car. I'm so glad I listened to him. He's taught me many other things that weren't quite that drastic, but one thing that he taught me was, I can't remember exactly the year, it was about 1980, somewhere in there, and the Lord spoke to me and he said, you know, Alan, you've been going to church and all, but you need to be a tither. And I said, nah, I don't need it. We're given $25 a week, and that's pretty good, and that's really all we can afford, so we're going to give $25 a week. And the Lord kept telling me, you're going to be a tither. You're not a tither, you need to tithe. I've commanded it, you need to do it. And I said, we're doing good with the $25. And that went on for several weeks. I went into work on a Monday morning, and they called me up to, I was working at Sears Roebuck, and they called me up to the store manager's office, and I was no longer needed in their employee. And so I lost my job. And I went home after that, and on the way home, I thought, God, you're a great and wonderful God, and you are truthful, because you said I would be a tither, and I have just become a tither, because Sharon was making $250 a week. I wasn't making anything. So we were tithers then. And when I found employment after that, I made sure that I at least paid 10% of that to God. He made me a tither. Just pay attention to him. Listen to him. It will behoove you, make it easier for you to live and better for you to live, and you can give testimony to other people. It's money that's his anyway, and I can certainly do more with 80, 85, 90% of what God has given me than I can with 100% if I'm not doing his will. So live for God, listen to him, pay attention to him, and give what his, you know, is already his, but give it back to him, because you will be blessed. Thank you.